for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show we have Halloween music because this is the Halloween show. In the second half of tonight's show, we will be featuring a new radio tale. It has sort of a spooky, creepy feel, and hope you enjoy it. It's called The Sweet Cold Smell of Indifference. To start things off, we've got the Halloween classic, Spooky. This song was originally an instrumental song performed by saxophonist Mike Sharp, written by Shapiro and Harry Middlebrooks Jr. The version that you just heard was created by James Cobb and produced by Buddy Buell for the group Classics 4, when they added lyrics about a spooky little girl. That was 1968.
You are thinking. So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. Said hey babe, do you want a cuckoo coo? She said I. So I was left out in the cold. I said you're what I've been dreaming of. She said I don't want to know.
Oh, you know she was digging the cat up.
Clap for the Wolfman. This song was written by Burton Cummings, Bill Wallace, and Kurt Winter, and it was performed by the Guess Who. The song reached number 4 in Canada and number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1974. It appeared on the Guess Who's album Road Food and later on the musical soundtrack American Graffiti. This song is a homage to Wolfman Jack, who was featured in the recording. For you historians out there, Halloween, which of course has always been celebrated on October 31st, originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Actually, in the 18th century, Pope Gregory III designated November the 1st as a time to honor All Saints. And over time, the night before All Saints' Day was called All Hallows' Eve. And only later did it come to be called Halloween or All Halloween. And only in time, as it became known as Halloween, this evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, jack-o'-lanterns, gatherings, costumes, eating treats. But it has a really interesting history. So in honor of All Hallows' Eve, Halloween night, and All Saints' Day, I've got a song from Canadian Celtic singer-songwriter Lorena McKennitt. Off her album, The Visit, here we have All Souls' Night. Thank you.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
And that was I Put a Spell on You from the Countdown Singers off the Monster Mash album, released in 1992. Coming up next, I've got another song from that same album from the Countdown Singers with Purple People Eater. Here we go.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Shaking, man, I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one
the people eater sure looked strange to me. Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, I eat purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then it swung from the tree and it laid on the ground. And it started to rock, oh really, rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a pop, pop, a boop, a lop, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed and the gold, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see. Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was a blowing it out, a really knocking them dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Up next, we've got a song with a Celtic theme. It is a tune that's not really a Halloween song, but in keeping with sort of tunes like of Lorena McKennitt and All Souls and spirituality and the Celtic traditions, this song is very fitting. It is a late 19th century Scottish song recalling the journey of Prince Charles Edward Stuart from Benbecula to the Isle of Skye, as he evaded capture by government troops after his defeat at the Battle of Culloden in 1746. This song is the theme song from the incredible historical fiction time travel series Outlander. It's a song that I think I heard it years ago, but in hearing it once again, every time I've watched Outlander, I just fell in love all over again. So let's go to that now. This version is by Catherine Jones Rea, and once again, it is a theme song called the Sky Boat Song. Here we go.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to Skye. Mull was a stem, rum on the port, Ecky on the starboard bow. Glory of youth glowed in his soul. Where is that glory? She sailed on a day over the sea to Skye. Mm-hmm.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There's a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Done and I'm gonna win. Yeah.
In 1962, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers released the album The Original Monster Mash. The album was released following the success of Boris Pickett's single Monster Mash. The song has an interesting history. Pickett was originally a nightclub entertainer who performed with a group called The Cordials. He wrote this song with his friend Lenny Capizzi. The two songwriters were big horror movie fans, and Pickett used to do these impressions of actor Boris Karloff, who was infamous for taking on roles in Frankenstein movies. The lyrics of the song are based on the story of Frankenstein, which started as an 1818 novel by Mary Shelley and evolved into film adaptations. While the song was written and performed in 1962, that's like 60 years, it's still a Halloween classic, and it's one of my favorites. So let's go to that now, The Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were heavy.